This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello, Fully Charged Recharged. How are we?
Oh, I'm sad. I'm just about to delete the Wimbledon app off my phone.
What
do you get on the Wimbledon app?
The scores. You get like matches that are coming up, and you get your favorite players and what they're doing and
stats. Like
that. Little news.
I did that. Watch matches though.
You can hear radio about them though.
Oh, cool.
I used to do that when I was like driving like long distances. I'd listen to the Wimbledon radio.
Oh, that's cool.
It's really good.
It is the mark of an end, because these days to get any real good information about something, you kind of need the app. Did you notice? During Longitude, you couldn't get the stage times anywhere but the app.
Oh,
why
wow.
do they all want you to download an app?
They love apps, don't they?
They love effective apps.
Is it because they're getting ads on the app?
It's because of data.
No, I don't know.
Data farming. Or what is it? They're just getting your data.
Yeah, or is it just whoever works in the app we want our app numbers up because then I look good.
Yeah, maybe. Someone actually told me that's why Tesco have a club card. It's for data.
Yeah. Of course it is.
Oh, and like...
How is this new information?
It's facts, data.
Don't shame me because I don't know why Tesco has a club card.
The club card was introduced back in the day, obviously, to reward customers. But the simple thing is, so the stores know what products
you're buying.
Are popular.
And
how do they not know that by just what's coming off the shelves?
Yeah, like stock taking.
But it goes with your club card. You obviously...
With your identity and your age group.
Yeah, it's like they know that people around this area are more likely to take home this kind of stuff, and 15 to 24 year olds are more likely to buy this product.
It's genius.
It's very clever. It's like you sign up for this. Like, yes.
So does that mean the conspiracy theorists have to pay a shit ton of money to not, because they don't have a club card?
Yeah,
did you ever see the shit like that?
Would
they
not sign up?
They wouldn't sign up.
Why don't you just sign up with false data?
You could do that, but the club card pricing is that kind of thing. It's people are saying, oh, the club card price is a bad idea and whatever.
They are quite stark though. The difference is ridiculous.
The club card is free. Anyone can have it. You don't have to have a smartphone. You can get a physical card.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're aging anybody out or anything. Mm. And it rewards people. I feel like I'm someone from Tesco.
You did used to work in Tesco.
They have the nice club card price and then they up the other price.
Yeah, the other price just seem more expensive.
And like you mightn't have your club card on you. You might be just popping in. You might be a tourist.
But that's the thing. The tourism one is where it gets you. But they also will never put the price of the product up massively, because it will put people off shopping there who don't have club cards, and they're still trying to get them people.
Here's another thing.
Such an shares in Tesco.
Oh, no, I worked there for 6 years.
Here's another thing about Tesco. Tesco is different prices than Tesco Extra.
No, Tesco Extra and regular Tesco's have the same price. Tesco Express are more expensive.
What's the one up in Rathmines?
All the small ones are Tesco Express.
Tesco Express are more expensive.
Fucking expensive.
Because they're a convenience store. So
oh my God.
They fall into the center.
Yeah,
not
you
convenient
told me that recently and it blew my little mind.
So there's three brands of Tesco. Tesco and Tesco Extra, they're the superstores.
Yeah.
Extra, like the mega stores with all the clothes and everything. And then Expresses are your little corner shop style Tesco.
Essentially a spar, so they can get away with the big prices. Yeah, like 7 or 8 euro for a feckin' box
of cereal.
I wonder
if the Duns do that. Probably not, because they're Irish and they're sound.
It's the first time anyone's ever described Duns as sound.
What's your favourite Duns? Mine is the one in Stephen's Green.
I gotta say Georgia Street, because I go there every day.
A bit small though.
Yeah, it is, but
they have done it up recently. New fridges and everything.
Just before. Yes, and you know what? I went into that Duns and I said, I need a 12, I want a muffin tray that I can bake muffins in. And they had it in the small Duns.
Oh, very nice.
Neville Maguire.
I have to say, Stephen's Green is top tier. The one in the Swan is nice as well. I like the one in the Swan.
Have you been to the new one in Dundrum yet?
Oh, it looks amazing.
It is gorgeous.
It's just a clothes one though, isn't it? It's not a supermarket one, but it's where the Pennies used to be.
It's a great experience from start to finish.
Like, it doesn't look like a Dunn's.
No.
Oh my God,
that's the best thing about it.
Gotta check it out. Hello. Let's go.
Spins Fully Charged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Ah, would you look at that, the sun is out.
Thank God for that. It's been a while.
Lovely morning.
It's been a long time since I've seen
that. Beautiful driving in this morning. It's what it should be all about.
Very true. I want to bring you back to yesterday.
Yep.
Ash, you brought us a question and you asked, where is the sorest place to get a spot?
I argue it's the inside of the ear where I currently have one.
Emma argued.
Dave and I kind of agreed that inside the nose is a real pain.
Yeah.
Go on. Have you got a new spot this morning?
Oh my God, am I in pain.
Oh, where?
I can't see anything on your lovely little face.
Right in between two toes.
New location alert.
And it's right in between the baby toe on the right foot and the next toe over. The marriage toe.
Marriage toe. If you will.
Oh my God.
A spot in between your toes.
It was there and it was very sore. And obviously now it's just kind of like skin and stuff like that. Mm. But the skin is stretching and it's so sore.
Speaking of little ailments on your feet, I wore my Docs to Longitude. That's like, what, a month ago now?
That seems like a silly idea.
The Docs to Longitude? I thought they looked cool, Dave.
I'm sure they did.
I don't know how much longer I have to wear these Docs for before they stop killing me. I'm still dealing with the blister.
You've been breaking those Docs in for about 6 months.
Because what takes so long is trying to find the bravery to do it again, hoping that there won't be another blister. And there is every time. How long does it take us?
I'll tell you,
how many times have you worn them? Because I feel like you're thinking of the collective time that you own them, but I don't think you've actually worn them that often.
I wear them around the house sometimes trying to break them in.
But how many times?
Yeah, not enough. All right. Not enough.
She looked cool at Longitude, Ashley.
For 6 months and wear them twice.
She looked cool at Longitude.
I literally came down the stairs wearing them when I was going out the door to Nicki Minaj. My housemate was like, take them off. I can't be dealing with the moaning for the next 3 weeks.
Dead right. Hit music
now. Do you remember Outkast?
Thought you were going to say the 21st of September.
Do you remember?
As sure. In just like, hey, yeah.
Hey, man. Yeah, Outkast. Yeah. They had a little...
Didn't know until this morning was Outkast consisted of solely just Andre 3000 and a lad called Big Boy.
Cool. I like the bit where they go, all right.
Hey, now, lady. Yeah. Yeah, do you remember this one?
I do remember that one.
Outkast, banger. Anyway, I want to talk about Andre 3000 today of Outkast. They never officially broke up, the two lads, but they kind of run an extended hiatus.
Okay.
And Andre had been known as a pretty reputable rapper in kind of the rap scene, right, in America. But he's admitted that when it comes to his new music, he doesn't exactly know how he got to where he is. And I feel he's a little bit lost.
Oh, no.
He dropped a surprise project in November of last year. Now, this is his first solo album in 17 years. Fans were very surprised with what they were given upon the release, expecting a rap album. That's not what they got. Instead, it was an 87-minute flute record.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, Lizzo.
I'm here for it.
Yep. He was talking about rapping, saying, sometimes it feels inauthentic for me to rap because I don't have anything to talk about in that way. I'm 48 years old. And not to say that age is a thing that dictates what you rap about, but in a way it does. As things in my life go on, like, what am I going to talk about? My eyesight's going bad. I gotta go get a colonoscopy, right?
Yeah, that is fair.
If Aisling was a rapper.
My eyesight is bad. Now, I've had a listen, and what I love about this is, firstly, he's very bad on the flute.
Oh, no.
Secondly, God.
He has an 87-minute album about it.
Yeah, he does. The album was called New Blue Sun, and the other thing that I love about these songs is their names. So I'd like to play you a little clip of from the album that was released 3 months ago called this is the title of one song.
Yeah.
That night in Hawaii when I turned into a panther and started making these low register purring tones that I couldn't control was wild.
This song. I love that tune.
And that on spin this morning is Andre 3000 with That Night in Hawaii When I Turned Into a Panther and Started Making These Low Register Purring Tones That I Couldn't Control was wild.
It is very like in a movie or something. Yeah. It's kind of almost like The Jungle Book. I can see it in between two scenes. Do you remember in between Hannah Montana scenes and it would go, oh, 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 oh. I can imagine that in The Jungle Book in between two scenes. It would go,
I'd also like to play you Andre 3000 song, I swear, I really wanted to make a rap album, but this is literally the way the wind blew me this time. It has potential to be a banger.
I love his names.
Yeah.
That's all we're getting.
It's
that
very
one.
Short. I feel like
it's
I'm getting nothing.
It's Pocahontas vibes, that one.
And I feel, Aisling, you'd be intrigued particularly by this one because this song is called 93 Till Infinity and Beyonce.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
Does it give you Queen Bee vibes?
It kind of does.
No.
It kind of gives me Queen Bee vibes.
He did a song with Beyonce, though, back in the day.
Did he?
Yeah. Andre 3000.
Called Party.
Did they?
It's a tune, yeah.
Oh, I'll give that a listen.
It's great, yeah.
Fans are obviously quite disappointed by this, but he won't put the flute down. He's all about the flute.
He's all about the flute.
All about the flute these days. And some rappers are a bit disgusted by this, even Lil Wayne saying it's so depressing that he feels he's too old to make another rap album. Do you know what I mean? So he's just here dossing around his
flute. I think he's been a bit tongue-in-cheek about it, though.
Yeah, probably is. But also, at the same time, Lil Wayne probably, he kind of strikes me as the person who doesn't understand tongue-in-cheek. So I feel like he'd be a little bit like, oh, of course you can keep rapping about whatever. Do you know what I mean?
My favourite Andre 3000 moment was at Strad Valley years ago when they played, Outkast played, and they spent the entire set being like, all right, Dublin! And people were getting so annoyed by the end. The whole crowd were just like, we're in Strad Valley!
I don't really mind that. I'm like, Strad Valley's too.
Ah, look, they're close enough.
Who's going to be like, yeah, Strad Valley? You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here. Yeah. It spins fully charged, recharged. Good morning. I want to talk about superstitions. Do you have any?
Magpies.
I wave at a lot of magpies.
Do you? That's the one thing I don't do, but I do like stuff like I would never open an umbrella indoors. I would never walk on grates on the street. I'd never walk under a ladder, things like that.
Yeah, I suppose.
I broke a mirror there last year at some point and
wouldn't walk under a falling piano.
Good shout.
Yeah, that's probably smart, actually. Yeah.
And you broke a mirror.
I broke a mirror, yeah, so sure luck.
Oh, you're done for.
Yeah, that's it.
Next 7 years, is it? Yeah.
When I see a magpie, my mom and I do this thing. Do you ever do this where you hit each other and then you shake hands?
No, that was never my thing. I just
have you heard of that before?
Big loser. I have heard of it.
Yeah, we always do that.
Actually, that's so weird. I heard that from you. You're the person who does that.
Well, the reason I'm bringing up superstitions is because footballers have superstitious rituals that they do, especially the English team, which we all know it didn't work, but they still.
They got something wrong somewhere along the way.
Yeah, they still have these rituals, and I think it's really interesting because I thought it was mainly a thing in America. You see some fans of, like, you know, American football and things like that. They won't wash their jersey for the season because, you know, it's bad luck or whatever. They'll wash it on a certain date during the off season. You see in, like, I don't know if you remember Modern Family, and Cam is like the football coach, and he forgets his keys every single time he has a game because the first time he won with the team, he forgot his keys that day. Do you mean that's the kind of vibe?
Yeah.
So apparently players do have these superstitions, and I think this is quite interesting. So I'll go through some of them. Cole Palmer, he doesn't, not even a massive superstition, but he won't play without wearing his two pins featuring the England flag and the St. Kitts and Nevis flag on his left boot because that's where his family are from, which I think is quite a nice way of being superstitious. The keeper, Aaron Ramsdale, said it's right sock on first, right shin pad on first, right glove on first, and the right glove comes off first. Okay.
Oh, wow.
He also makes sure.
I'd rather get all the jobs done in one now.
He then has like one half of them.
You won half of them off. Yeah, it looks a bit odd, I'd imagine. But he said he also makes sure he removes a glove before he shakes hand at the end of the game, because his father met Bobby Charlton once and asked if he could shake Bobby Charlton's hand, and Bobby Charlton took off his glove to shake his hand. Why Bobby Charlton was wearing a glove, I'm not sure, but maybe it was just like winter or something like
that.
That's
kind of respectful.
It was respectful, so he liked that, so he kept that up. Harry Kane, he's apparently the complete opposite. He said left sock first, left boot, left shin pad. He said it's something I've always done and stuck to it. He said it gets me in the right frame of mind in the changing room, get me ready for the game. Kyle Walker, he has worn the same pair of shin pads for the past 14 years.
Sorry, I didn't know they wore shin pads.
What?
I didn't know they wore shin pads.
I need to look up. Show me a picture.
Shin pads, play football.
Yeah.
That's a bit dramatic, isn't it?
Jeez.
It's really dangerous.
A bunch of wusses. You've seen rugby players wearing shin pads, or the Ga players.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they do.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure the Ga players
You'd never see a Gaelic player wearing a shin pad.
I can't believe you don't know.
They just have muscle.
That's gas that you didn't know that they play with shin
pads.
That's not
funny. Their legs. Oh, true. That they'd be hiding behind their socks.
Yeah, you can't see them.
Because they're embarrassed. Because they're Marto.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's why the socks are so big, because the players are embarrassed. Dear God. But yeah, he said that he hasn't washed them for the past 14 years since his early days playing for Sheffield.
Ew.
He said, I've never lost them. He said, they have to be there. It's impossible not to have them. I'd rather lose my boots.
Oh, that's really unhygienic.
Producer Callum.
Just on shin pad gate, I think from what I can find, it's not mandatory, but it is advised to wear them in GAA and rugby.
Right, okay. There you go.
They never would, though.
What? Declan Rice, this one's really, really weird. He said he always has four pancakes covered in syrup or honey before a game.
Oh, I'd be up for that superstition. That's a good one.
Advice that came from a nutritionist for his Premier League club, Arsenal. So there you go. We'll always have
Can
four
I have
pancakes.
That nutritionist?
And Luke Shaw has a pair of socks decorated with the face of his young son, Rain, which I think is quite nice.
Oh, that's nice.
And
that's cute.
Gareth Southgate, when he was at Middlesbrough, obviously he's fired now from the England squad, but or not
he
fired.
Quit. He quit. He didn't get fired.
Sorry, what was the...
He resigned.
What were the words? He stepped down. Yeah, yes. Of course. Let's go with that. He said when he was at Middlesbrough, he forgot his socks for a game. And to borrow socks off the kit man. So he got socks and they won the game. The next game, he didn't wear the borrowed socks and lost. And he was like, right, I have to go back to the socks then. And so he wore the socks again for the next game, won the game.
This is ridiculous.
And then wore the socks to the meeting after the game where he got fired.
Well, listen, there's ups and downs.
Arguably, a much better happy birthday song.
Then happy birthday.
Yeah.
Like, that's so much better. I don't even care that it doesn't say anyone's name.
It'd be very hard, though, if you were trying to orchestrate, like, you know, one of those office birthdays, like, and everyone to go happy. Like,
yeah, look, it's never going to sound good live.
Yeah, no.
With a bunch of randos.
No. We are celebrating this week because IKEA's 15th birthday in Ireland, and this weekend they've got savings on some of the most iconic products they're celebrating, and there's in store offers and free kids event. So much happening in their Ballymun store this weekend. So get yourself out to have some loads of entertainment, and as I said, they've got savings on some of their most iconic products. We are celebrating big time this week. Balloons coming out the yin yang in this studio. They are full to the brim of IKEA vouchers, and it's your turn to come on and pop them. The only thing about this is, we did say, if we ring you back, you can't answer the phone saying hello or how are you or what's going on. There's a very particular way you must answer the phone, so let's hope for the best and get ringing, okay? Were you listening to how you need to answer the phone?
Hello?
Joan. What were you meant to say?
What did we just say?
Happy IKEA. Happy 50th birthday, IKEA.
Happy IKEA to 15th.
I'm afraid we can't.
Sorry, Joan.
See you, Joan. Have a great day. Sorry. Bye.
Bye, bye.
Bye.
It's just the worst, haven't
we? We're ruthless.
We are ruthless. I do like that we're ruthless, though. We stick to the rules.
We said what we wanted. Yeah.
Let's try it again, shall we? Come on.
Happy 15th birthday, IKEA.
Yay! Very good. Spot on.
Welcome to the party.
How are you?
Thank you. Good, thank you.
All right.
Just on the way.
Let's try and get you an IKEA voucher. So it's our 15th birthday. We've had 15 balloons in studio all week. Pick a number between 1 and 15. Accept numbers 7, 8, 10, 13 and 14, please, Gar.
3.
Number 3. That'll be my choice. Lucky number 3.
Really?
Yeah.
My one's already gone. Okay, I have 3 in front of me. I can confirm
there's something in there.
Here we go. I hate this part, Gar, just so you know. The popping of the balloon gives
me serious
anxiety. Oh, I don't like it.
Oh, you big wuss.
Ah.
Okay. Oh, there we go.
Here we go.
What's in there, Dave?
Oh, Gar, we got to pop again.
Oh, it says pop again.
So we get another one. We get number 3 out of the way. Pick another number.
5.
All right. Number 5. Here we go. Number 5.
Oh, I hope it's another pop again.
Oh, better not be. Here we go. Just to confirm. And it's popping in 3, 2, 1. Ah! And I don't know
where. On the floor.
You got it? Okay, I got it. Here we go. If this is a pop again, I'm going to go mad at you, Gar. And you have won. It is Gar's fault. You have won a pop again.
Woo! Are you serious?
All right, Gar, pick another number.
7
is taken. Go again.
6.
All right, let's go for number 6.
Brilliant. Let's go.
This is another one. I'm going to go mad. Popping in 3, 2, 1. Woo! You have won.
No.
Hey, pop again.
Are you for real?
Go get another number,
guy. Another number, guy.
1.
Yeah, 1.
Let's go for number 1.
Oh, my God.
I tell you what, I'm going to pop this one with my pen because I think the thing we're popping it with is bad luck.
Oh, it flew over to me.
What have we won? We have won a...
There's only one pop again.
No!
We've won a pop again.
Okay, one more number, Gar. 2, 4, 9, 11, 12, 15.
15, good choice.
Let's go. Okay. Oh, my gosh. You've just won yourself a €100 voucher.
Yes.
Thank God. Man, sorry for holding you.
We got there in the end. We got there in the end.
Hard won.
A €100 voucher all the way to you. It was worth it, though, in the end, wasn't it, Gar?
Thanks very much.
Good luck. Have a great day.
Oh, oh, mother of God. I believe there are no more pop agains.
It's absolutely ridiculous that the one person who hates popping balloons has to do it the absolute most. So if you want to win with IKEA, we'll do it again, will we?
Let's go again.
Just make sure.
Pop agains.
Answer that phone call with happy 15th birthday, IKEA. IKEA in a WhatsApp now, 0877 11 1038.
Don't answer the phone any other way and miss out on your chance to win. Here's Dua Lipa. This is Dance the Night this morning on Spin.
Recharged.
It's IKEA's birthday. They're 15 years in Ireland.
Ah, delighted for them.
We're celebrating and we want to give away some vouchers. You know, there's a certain way you got to answer the phone.
Happy 15th birthday, IKEA.
Yay,
oh,
stunning.
How are you, Sean?
Stunning.
Ah, I'm not bad. I can't complain. It's fairly early morning, but I'm bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Ah, good. We like to hear.
That's what we love. All right, we want you to win big with IKEA. We've got a load of balloons here. We need you to pick a number. I'm going to tell you the numbers you have on left. 2, 4, 9, 11 or 12.
I'll go with 12.
12. We can guarantee there will be a prize in this. Just don't know how much yet.
Here we go. We're popping in 3, 2, 1. I keep flinging the prize. Ashling, you take that. What has he won?
Unravelling your prize, sir. And you've won a €50 voucher. Woo-hoo! For IKEA.
Lovely.
Nice one,
delighted.
Sean.
Happy days.
Thank you very much for that.
No bother. Have a great day.
You too.
Good
bye
luck,
bye.
Sean. Bye. Bye.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
If you want to win with IKEA, we'll give you another chance, but a different time tomorrow. We'll give you a chance to win before 9:30. Now, coming up on 8, what's it like out there, Emily?
Hey, starting off.
Let's go. Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning.
This is Spin's Fully Charged.
Hello there.
What's
and
happening?
Welcome to Wednesday. Nice and bright one out there. What's the crack?
Middle of the week already. Happy
Lovely
days.
Out there today.
Really I would highly recommend you take Mondays off. It's great.
Yeah, oh my
Speaking
God.
Speaking of taking Mondays off, I'm away this weekend. I was telling you yesterday, I'm off on an island trip. This is the third year out where we're trying to force this tradition with family friends that we go to an Irish island every year.
Nothing says family love like forcing tradition.
So we're off to our third Irish island for the weekend. This weekend at Twiddy Island off the coast of West Cork.
Twiddy.
Fun name, isn't
this
it?
This is your third Irish island.
I thought it was your second.
We did
Shirkin as well. That was, we'll take a little break
I
then.
I think you're just making these up at this point.
Yeah.
Shirkin and Widdy and God. What was the other one? Ackle.
I've never been there. I'd love to go there. I want to get engaged there. Anyway.
That's a story for another day.
We'll get to it. For now though, I would like to know in the room what you consider an adult child.
What?
What do you consider an adult child?
Oh, someone who loves Disney movies.
An adult child.
For example, remember I was telling yesterday the guy John on the island runs the hostel, the boat, the shop and the pub.
Yes. Yeah.
John has sent a message with pricings for the hostel for the weekend and it goes per night €40 per adult, €35 per adult child and kids are free. And I'm here going, is that me? Am I an adult child? Do I keep the extra €15 after the weekend?
Oh my God. So like, because you're with your parents, you're an adult child.
Am I considered an adult
I'd
child?
I'd say you have to be like six, maybe 15 or under or something like that.
That's not an adult.
We don't have any teenagers.
Is it like, early 20s, like adult child?
No matter what age I will be, mother will always just tell people, oh yeah, he's 14. If it's like 15 go free. She'll be like, yeah, he's 14. I'll just have to go with it.
Like, an adult child. I think I'm going to save myself my 15. Quid up, John, up Whitty Island, up their random pricings on things.
I'm gonna start calling myself an adult child.
Yeah, I think I will forever as well.
That's me.
That's brilliant. Thanks for that, Em.
No bother.
I'm about to voluntarily mortify myself here.
Go on.
Telling you there that I went through my emails. I'm forever getting that dreaded email from Gmail going, your storage is at 100%.
Oh,
you'll
no
longer be able to send emails. I get it literally every week.
I just started giving them €1 a month.
So did
I'm too scabby.
You are scabby.
I would rather like delete the most important documents that I own than have to pay that for a month. But I'll probably eventually have to succumb. So every week I'm there, all right, what can I delete this week? And I search different keywords in my emails that might, like, say I search Snapchat and I get to bulk delete like 100 emails that I used to get from Snapchat or whatever.
Oh, can't you just delete all emails?
Like, but I'm afraid to do that now in case there's anything important.
Okay.
I get that, and I'm glad that I didn't bulk delete all emails because I did get a laugh from this when I came across it. So I searched NUI Galway because that's where I went to college and I was like, there'll probably be loads of NUIG emails that I can just bulk delete.
Yeah.
But I found an email that I had forwarded to myself from my NUIG email, and the subject title was "The Greatest Breakfast Show You Will Ever Hear."
No.
And I went, oh God. I think this is my very first time on the radio. And it was. Okay. So this was when I was in like maybe first or second year of college doing a journalism degree, and a friend of mine who was also in my course and I decided we would put forward like a pilot or a demo to do a radio show on the NUIG radio
station. And you're going to
station.
Play it for us.
Flirt FM.
Not for love nor money would you get any inkling of what I sounded like the very first time I was on radio.
I think all these years later, it's quite clear that I don't know much about sport. I used to do a show on ULFM called the Clubs and Socks Show and have to keep an eye on what was going on in the world of like UL basketball and all. I hadn't a clue what I was
God.
On about.
Yeah. Oh my God. You just couldn't get this info out of me.
No. Yeah, so
and you're voluntarily giving it to us.
I am. And I will say that this was probably like a pre-recorded thing that we put forward. So that
makes it worse.
Makes it worse. Because this was like
you could have edited
best
it.
Foot forward, okay? Yeah,
yeah. You had an opportunity to do it again.
Yeah, exactly.
Make it sound as good as possible.
Yeah, I'm going to play you a couple of like cringe moments for me.
Oh, no.
My voice sounds so different in it. It's really weird. I think I sound really different. See what you think. Okay, so here's my first ever intro on the radio.
101.3 Flirt FM.
Hello, good morning. We're here in the studio and it's the Circa and Aisling demo breakfast show for the first time ever coming at you.
I hate it.
Coming at you.
I hate it.
It's so meek, isn't it?
Hello. We're in the studio here.
Oh, it's so meek and cringe.
Coming at you.
Oh, yeah. And everything is like, and you'll hear more of that.
It's like if Katrina Perry did a radio show.
It's so cringe. Do you want to hear a little bit more?
Yeah, of course I do.
Enter radio mode yet again. So this morning we are going to be talking about Mental Health Week, and we're going to also talk about the Galway Jazz Festival, which is lovely.
What's in the opening? And we're also going to talk about the Galway Jazz Festival.
So good morning. So
oh, why are you talking like this?
I don't know. At one point, my co-host had done this interview package kind of thing with a Paralympian that went to NUIG. So we played that, and then I came out at the end of the interview kind of to sum up what they just heard. But I clearly hadn't listened to what was going on in the interview at all. So I'm like having a clue what has just played.
That's me for most shows.
Yeah, so that was a report by our very own Circa, who's here in the studio today, on the Paralympians who are home from Rio last week.
Spot on. Thank you.
You got there.
And the waffle with Circa, who's here in the studio today, obviously, because here we are on the radio right now. And finally, would you like to hear me introducing some music?
Always.
Oh, absolutely.
This is why I don't do this bit on the show still, okay? 8 years on, I haven't gotten much better at this. So here we go. And first up, we're going to have a song from Beyonce, the Beyonce Weekly Boost. And we're all School and Life in here this morning, so we're going to put on School and Life.
Wow.
So we have got some Irish music from a little band. Don't know if you've ever heard of them. They're a small affair. Their name's Codeline. We're going to get you ready. And this song is called Ready. And to bring this morning to a close, we're going to leave you off with a bit of jazz.
Leave you off with a bit of jazz.
And I think we played Michael Bublé at the end. That was considered jazz.
And if you think that you're Dublin's next radio star, then spin1038.com and you can, you know, be just like Aisling.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, we all start somewhere.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well done. Can you actually just tell us what about Keane DeCrow now?
Well, coming up on the Demo Breakfast Show, it is a bit of a lesser-known Irish singer called Keane DeCrow, and here it is. Here it is, the song.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
We have a question for you, and the question is: what phases did you go through when you were younger? Right, this is because obviously we've all gone through phases. Obviously, when we were teenagers or kids or things like that. I have a couple of myself that I will tell you about.
Yeah, me too.
But the reason I asked this is because my housemate Fiona, she put up on her story the other day. It was her close friend's story, but I asked for permission. She was like, yeah, you can talk about it. She used to babysit this girl, right? Like this little girl who had a phase where she was obsessed with something that doesn't really make a lot of sense.
Mm.
It's weird, and I love it.
Okay.
This little girl that Fiona used to babysit for was obsessed with George Washington.
What?
I swear to God. If I hadn't seen the stories, I wouldn't have believed it.
Oh no, you got evidence.
I got evidence, right? This girl, I know this sounds fake.
What the hell?
This girl had a poster above her bed.
Stop.
Of George Washington.
Was she American?
Yes.
Okay.
That's actually even funnier.
And she had a George Washington lunchbox.
No, she did not.
She was obsessed. This girl, by the way, was 8 years old.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely obsessed with George Washington.
While other girls in school might have been mad into, like, Pokemon or Barbie, she was like, I just love George.
Pretty much. Yeah, That's pretty much. And I was thinking, I've never gone that... like, I used to have... The only thing that comes close to that is I had posters of Cheryl Cole in my room.
Yeah, you and every other lad.
You know what I mean? But like,
a certain age.
I don't think George Washington was going to be doing the poses that Cheryl was doing.
No.
I should hope not, anyway. So we were wondering, what phases did you go through when you were younger? Obviously, I had, like, I was obsessed with Teletubbies as a kid. Like, I had Teletubbies everything.
Oh, I don't know why. Teletubbies phase too.
I don't know what
when
it was.
When you say Teletubbies everything, how far are we talking here?
Lunchbox, toy box, bed sheets, and like a locker. Yeah, bedside locker.
Oh, wow.
Everything.
A locker.
Everything was Teletubbies.
That's deluxe.
I don't know why. Like, it was insane. And then obviously, when I started to become a teenager, I got out of the Teletubbies phase. No.
Teenager.
No, that ended at the age of 4. But then obviously, the other phases were my emo phase, the Central Bank days.
Yes,
of course. Know, the long hair where you couldn't really see out.
Yeah.
The nail polish.
The nail polish, the eyeliner, the whole kit and caboodle, man. I had it all.
A worrying time for parents, that.
Not really, just more like my mum being like, oh, I can't believe he's leaving the house like that. It's so embarrassing. And you're right, Grania, it was very embarrassing. It's your own fault for letting me leave the house. So we're curious, what phases did you go through when you were younger? 087-711-103, let us know. Voice notice, because surely there was something weird in your life that you went through.
100%.
Or George Washington.
Wrestling, or it could be Yu-Gi-Oh, or it could be anything like that. Please make it as weird as George Washington if you can.
If it's Michael D. Higgins, it's Michael D. Higgins. Just tell us. Let us know.
What phases did you go through when you were younger? I feel like everyone had something, at least one thing. Obviously, I had being an emo. I had Teletubbies when I was a kid. But the reason that this happened, the reason I'm asking you this, is because my housemate had on her close friend story, and I did ask her if I could talk about this. She said yes. She used to babysit a kid who was obsessed with George Washington. And I thought that was the funniest thing in the world. To the point where she had a poster of George Washington in her room, and she had a George Washington lunchbox, which, again, the most bizarre thing I've ever heard.
Was the poster just like one of his, like, type of portraits?
Yes, like one Amazing. Of the ones that you'd see in, like, the White House.
It's like, you know, among that kid's class in school, there was probably, like, people obsessed with football, people obsessed with this sports player, and then there was like George Washington.
Yes, so random.
Dinosaurs.
Was George Washington, was he even like president?
Oh yeah, he was the first president.
Was he?
Yeah.
Was that him? Right, okay.
Genie Max.
No, but there's someone who's like very famous in America who's on like the Founding Fathers or whatever, and people think he was like a president, but he wasn't.
You gotta go watch Hamilton, Dave. I had a few different phases. At one point I went through, I just really wanted a dog, and I went up into my bedroom one night and I cut out pictures of dogs in all the magazines that I had. I drew little paw prints and I cut them out and I stuck them all over my walls. I got all my dog teddies and put them to the front, and I was like, "Mom, come in." And I was like, "Please." And she was like, "You're a freak, no." But the worst for phases in my house was my brother Lorcan. He went through like an unholy amount of phases: photography, airsoft, pellet guns, Warhammer. But the most distressing of all was when he decided he wanted to make a ghillie suit. Do you know what a ghillie suit is?
No.
I feel like I've heard of it.
A ghillie suit is like a camouflage suit that makes you look like a bush.
You go hunting in it.
Yeah. But he wasn't into hunting.
He just wanted the ghillie suit.
He just wanted to stand in the garden beside the bush and not be able for us to see him. So every week there was mountains of burlap, which is like threads, like in different camo colours in the post. And he'd be threading it into this suit, like building the suit.
That is so funny.
Your mad parents, two very eccentric children, you know?
Two
massively.
Weirdos.
My biggest phase
was my emo phase that went on for a long time.
Did you have an emo phase as well?
Yeah, I did. I used to go up to this place in Cork to all this like heavy metal music, and there were gigs at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Emo Cork kids is the funniest thing in the entire world. Who are you, boy? I'm depressed. You know what I mean?
And then I got my lisp. I tried to go into a mosh pit with my purple and pink hair extensions, and I split my lip. So that was the end of my emo phase.
That was quite emo of you to have a split lip, though.
I know.
Quite cool.
And then I was like, I don't like this anymore. Out come the hair extensions. Shane is standing by. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
Good. Yeah. Shane, what phase did you go through when you were younger?
When I was a child, we were obsessed with High Five.
Oh, the
so
Australian
my parents
kids
decided
show.
To take us, yeah, the telly thing. My parents decided to take us to the live show in Dublin. And 10, 15 minutes into it, I hated it because we realised they were not the same as that were on the telly.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So for 2 hours, we sat there absolutely distraught.
Can you just, I remember watching High Five. High Five! One, I didn't know that they would film in Dublin. And two, remind me, why were they different?
They didn't film in Dublin. They did a live show. But
right.
It was
yeah,
fake.
It was like a live tour thing they done. But it wasn't the same that were.
It was different
on the
kids.
Oh, sorry. So they were different. They were different.
Oh,
team.
What a scam. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's awful, isn't it?
It's like going to see Destiny's Child.
No, it didn't. It was horrendous.
Yeah, Destiny's Child, and it's like. Like Laz Ketchup people. Girls.
Yeah.
And you must have been quite close to them, Shane, were you?
We were not right up the front, but we were close enough that you could see they weren't the same. Like, but from then I went home, never watched them again, never gave them a second chance.
That was it.
End of phase.
You.
And how bad was the phase? Like, were you fully obsessed with High Five?
Yeah, well, that and a few others, but they were kind of the main ones, and obviously leading up to getting tickets to the live show and being excited about it, and then it just ruined it.
Shane, thank you so much.
Love the show, guys. Cheers.
Thank you, man. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later.
So much. So what phases did you go through when you were younger? 087-711-1038. Voice notes, extremely welcome on this. I really want to hear your stories.
You always have a little soft spot for your phases.
Your very first.
Like,
yeah,
so that girl will always be like, George.
George.
Yeah. Sarah's standing by. What phase did you go through, Sarah?
I don't know if you remember this, but do you remember the Spicer phase?
Spicer?
It was awful.
You weren't the Spicer, were you, Sarah?
Yeah, some people used to say Dublin Styler.
Yeah, explain to Emma Nash what a Spicer is.
Oh, God, how do you even explain it?
Like with the spiky hair at the back?
So we used to, like, basically it was like a long mullet. So we used to cut, the girls used to cut, like, spikes in their top of their hair. Yeah. And, like, I have blonde hair, so we used to have, like, pink or, like, different colours to our hair. And we used to just hang around the Jervis or, like, back of the Jervis. Like, there was the cow. It was awful. And the lads used to wear, like, Adidas tracksuits and gel, like, absolutely soaked in their hair. Like,
oh, my God.
Yeah. So, like, they straightened
it. It's very...
Yeah, they straightened their hair.
Yeah.
I remember lad Spicers, but not really. I didn't know you could be a girl Spicer.
Well,
yeah.
It's kind of pink vibes, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's
Monday's
pink. It's kind of pink vibes. Yeah.
Pete Wentz, okay. Yeah, I was going
to
say.
So, what else did it, to be a Spicer, what else did you have to do? Was there certain music?
Oh, nothing really. You just were. It was just a complete fashion. Well, I wouldn't call it fashion. It was all about the look.
Yeah, it could, you know, all these things come
we
back.
Used to just hang around.
Did you
have the giant side fringe?
Oh, I had a giant side fringe, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
and
pathetic.
You just adjust
it was,
constantly.
Yeah, it was
what age were you when you came out of the phase and let the gel out the hair?
So I would have been about 13, 14 at the time. I used to sneak into town. And I remember everyone being around the same age. So if I'm nearly 13, I don't even know what year that was.
Yeah.
Like 2008 or something, 10, yeah.
I'd say your Facebook memory photos give you a lot of joy, do they, Sarah?
Oh, yeah. Awful. Probably the worst phase I ever went through.
Sarah the Spicer, I say bring it back.
Yeah, bring it back, yeah. I'd love to see the kids these days. They'd be proper ecstatic about it, though,
wouldn't
they?
Yeah, they would.
Thanks so much, Sarah.
No problem, guys.
Cheers,
see you later.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
I miss those kind of days. Like, I miss where, like, I feel like everyone has kind of the same haircut nowadays.
I know. Are there phases now? Like, are there, like, named phases now with, like, hair
and
fashion?
I suppose when you think of the mullet, that's huge at the moment.
Yeah,
well,
true.
You
know? The mullet is big.
But what did we have only a couple of years ago? Was, do you remember what was bringing about the perm?
The perm
came back.
Did it?
Yeah, I swear. Like, lads were getting a perm, like.
And you remember the phase of the lads with the bun and the undercoat?
Oh, Jesus, yes.
That. That was a big phase for...
Was that a bit of you? The man bun was a bit of you.
I loved the man bun.
No way.
Yeah, I was totally into it. Debbie was on.
Hey, I went through a phase of wearing me duffel coat all the time. My ma and dad brought me on holidays to Portugal and the duffel coat came with me.
So weird.
You know, kids are obsessed bizarre. With something and they won't take an item of clothing off. Yeah. Like they sleep and everything with this random thing on.
That's so funny.
Tracy was on as well.
All of this talk reminds me of the obsession that we all had with pugs.
Oh, yeah.
Does anybody remember pugs? I actually remember when I met my husband like 14 years ago and I was in his house for the first time and he still had his pug collection and I knew it was a proper like obsession he had. He told me that when he was on holidays in Canada there was like a pug shop and he spent all his holiday money on like these two exclusive pugs. But do you remember the absolute pandemonium around pugs? Memories.
That's when Tracy realised he was the one when she walked in and said, he was a pug head.
I don't know pugs.
I do know what they are. I think I'm a little bit too young to remember, like, have them. Yeah. I didn't have them. But I remember that they are. So basically, they're like little discs, and you build a tower, and you'd have another thing called like a slammer or something, and you would basically, the other player would try and knock as many.
They were kind of token.
Well.
You could get like little characters on
designs
your
on them.
Yeah, you get like Simpsons ones and things that. Yeah, I didn't really have them, but I had like Yu-Gi-Oh cards and things like that.
Do you know what reminds me of Scoobies?
Yeah.
Remember Scoobies?
Do you remember we had Shag Bands and then we had also
the. What did you just say in the radio?
But we'd also the other ones. Remember the Live Strong Bands?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And the one that was connected.
The looped ones. What are they called again?
Loomies. The ones that would look like animals. Remember them ones when you take them off your arm and you throw them down?
They'd be a shape of an animal.
God,
such weird little phases.
Do you remember, don't get me started on Groovy Chick?
Oh, Groovy Chick.
I didn't have that.
Everything.
Yeah.
Wanted my room purple because of it.
Here we go. Wake up in my bed, I just want to have a good day. This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling
in the morning. Hi there.
Hello.
I went for a walk with my friend yesterday and we did something crazy.
Crazy?
We were meeting in the Phoenix Park. And when I met her, I looked across the road and I said,
do you want to go to the zoo?
No.
And we went to the zoo.
No, you did.
We strolled into the zoo.
Sorry, and you put nothing on your story about it.
I know. I took a few kind of crappy pictures of like very zoomed in of the animals.
I think everyone in the world has them on their phone, don't they?
Yeah, and I was going to put them up, but then I also kind of wanted to do this.
Yeah.
Yes, this whole chat and surprise you that I went to
this morning, Ash and I fell into step walking up to work and I was like, she went in yesterday afternoon, she went in your evening. And she was like, I'll tell you on the show. It was really exciting.
Wow.
I just love that idea of being like, do you want to go to the zoo? And it was great. And it was a beautiful day. The sun was shining. I saw all the lads, all the regulars.
How were the elephants?
Tiger. The elephants were okay.
Were they all right?
I was a bit sad looking at the poor elephants.
No, I know.
Did you get to see them?
I saw the,
okay,
one of them
amazing.
Was feeding himself. Saw him in actually HD.
Okay, good.
He was very close.
HD.
Saw a sleeping tiger. Saw the giraffes munching away.
The tigers are always sleeping. I'm convinced they're cuddly toys.
Was that gorilla up hanging around over the footpath? No.
The gorilla, no, he wasn't. No, but I did see gorillas.
Did you see the hippo?
I didn't see the hippo.
I'll tell you a story about the hippo. I don't think Dublin Zoo has a hippo.
They do have a sign for the hippopotamus, but I didn't see it.
Me and my mate and my brother went to the zoo when we were kids, right? And we were waiting for the hippo because the hippo was underneath the water, right? And we'd said on a sign beside the hippo enclosure, the hippo can stay underwater for 30 minutes.
Yes, I was going to say, is it like 20, 30 minutes?
30 minutes, right? And we were like, right. Sure, maybe he's just gone down. We'll wait a while.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We waited for 25 minutes, right?
No, you didn't.
And this kid came up to us and was like, what are you looking at? And we're waiting for the hippo. He's over there eating his lunch. So we went over to the shed and there he was.
Oh, no.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
It's Hannah Lang and Good Love on Spin. Speaking of.
Speaking of good love, we are talking about online love. online dating mainly because I want to talk about Hinge because it's getting ridiculous.
Dave and I spend a lot of time bitching about our online dating experiences. So we've decided to bring forward some things that we feel from our experience need to stop on online dating apps immediately.
Yeah, or like literally immediately.
With immediate effect.
We're going to start with mainly Hinge, right? This is what we're kind of basing this around. Because on Hinge, you can do these things called prompts, okay? And it's just like, it's for you to not only upload photos on Hinge, but you can have prompts where you can show off your personality.
Yeah, and right? I like that about Hinge. They're trying to move it away from vanity and engage a conversation.
Yeah, I was never, single in the age of Hinge, so I'm kind of sad that I never got a chance. I think I would have had a bit of crack with the
Believe
prompts.
Believe me, you're fine. Don't worry about it. You're much happier in life. Okay. Right? Okay. So prompts, you can add things like about me, so you can have I go crazy for, or my greatest strength, or unusual skills. You can have things like my type, I'm looking for this, we'll get along if this,
and
things like that.
The sentence.
Exactly. Yeah. What my problem is that every girl's Hinge prompts, I know that's a generalization, I'm going to say it again, every girl's Hinge prompts are the exact same.
I can tell you, so are the lads.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it that bad? Okay, so I'm going to go through my prompts at the moment, right? And this is what me and my friends do. We rate each other's Hinge profiles.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay. So my most irrational fear, I go horses, balloons, and getting sucked through the toilet in an airplane. Bit of crack, like bit it. Of fun, and it is kind of true, to be honest. Another prompt is, what if I told you that? And I wrote, I know the guy who makes the cash machine call.
Nice.
Pulled him in a little bit, you know what I mean?
How do you know him? Is he your neighbour? Or something.
And then when I need advice, I go to, and I wrote, ChatGPT.
Yeah, that's
because
good.
That's true.
That's good. I have to say, because it does feel like on the online dating world that everyone has just given up and there's zero effort being made. And although I'm about to bitch about it, I'm also terrible.
Oh, so you're part of the masses.
My prompts are terrible. I make no effort. If loving this is wrong, I don't want it to be right. Chef brown sauce.
That's not bad. That's not
actually that bad. It's a bit unique.
It also will start a conversation because Chef Brent Sauce is disgusting.
That's my most popular prompt. It's always like, did you see intermission? I unwind by naps.
Oh, God, I hate you.
That's actually terrible. Ooh. And my most irrational fear, Hinge prompts. So I can't really complain.
Dave's head nearly...
I have that written down as my biggest ick. If you have these written on your Hinge profile, I am getting rid of you immediately.
Okay.
We start off with my biggest fear, parallel parking. God, I hate that so much. I know the best spot in town for pizza. Is it Bambino?
Oh, that's so generic.
One thing I want to do this year is get off these apps. Well, no, duh.
I hate ones that are so on the nose about the thing.
Yeah. My most irrational fear, writing Hinge prompts.
Yeah, that's me.
That's bad.
Yeah.
And one that really, really annoys me. Give me travel tips for Australia. Why are you on Hinge if you're going to Australia?
You're clearly moving away. That's so funny.
No interest.
A lot of people have that.
A lot of people have it. Yeah. Or Bali and things like that.
One of the things is you should leave a comment if, and this comes up a lot with the lads, you're ready to become a dog man. Another big one for the lads is typical Sunday. And you have like a few different, like one guy
no,
called Tom.
No better than the girls. Go on.
Surf, hike, swim, mountain, / dogs. Just outdoors, really. All right, Tom.
The girls is always walking F1. I'm like, something else.
Sunday roast and cuddling. Bit forward there. Stranger danger. Sunday roast and GAA. That's always the typical Sundays. What I order for the table. They always try to be funny with this one. And this is, I come up more than once. Tables don't eat.
Just awful.
Oh, I actually, that'd get me.
Yeah, but it wouldn't get you if you saw it 50 times
a
day.
True.
And then you have the real spontaneous crew. So these are replies to the likes of, we'll get along if ... and all I ask is that you ... We'll jump on a plane with little or no notice. Relax, Carl, but we have a coffee first. Or you have your passport at the ready and are ready to go somewhere fun.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who love...
You're a stranger.
That's the one thing about girls on Hinge as well. They all love travelling. Where are you going?
Yeah, and they've literally been charming us twice.
Look, we all know how many annual leave days we all have.
Exactly. You just stay at home.
Yeah, another one the lads tap into a lot in terms of like the typical thing is the, can I have my hoodie back?
You know, this crying. Oh,
yeah. So, unusual skills. Getting my hoodie back after you borrowed it. Like, I haven't even met you, pal. I don't know who you are.
I feel like a lot of people listening to this are probably sweating.
I hope you're editing right now is what I hope you're doing.
Get on it.
Morning. I want to tell you about my new TikTok obsession.
Oh, go on.
It involves singing.
Of course. Shocking.
This is a TikTok account from a school in England, okay? It's called Ormiston SWB Academy, and it serves the town of Bilston near Wolverhampton.
I love the town of Bilston.
Bilston. It's so great. Made up, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, yeah. So the account is not very big. It has 2,008 followers.
Oh, for now.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Wait, until the next 5 minutes. So it's not like popping off or anything, but it popped up randomly, and they mainly post about things going on around the school, like the latest like student art exhibition, or
like it's not uniform day on Friday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's a lot of videos of rehearsals for their upcoming production of High School Musical Junior.
Oh, very cool.
Brilliant.
Now, I don't know why there needs to be a junior version of High School Musical. It's very explicit already. So that's quite entertaining to watch. But my favourite type of video that they post is from their dinner lady, who is a lady called Rosie.
Oh, brilliant.
And Rosie is a legend, because instead of telling people every day what is on the menu for the students, she sings it.
Oh, no.
What a queen.
And she sings it often to this kind of generic stock music, and then sometimes creates songs off other tunes and songs.
Okay, it kind of is funny because the typical dinner lady, or in my school, like the gals
canteen,
who were working in the canteen,
women,
and it was always women. It was actually always women.
Yeah,
they were always so cranky. Oh, they hate.
Oh, so
you
are mine. So oh, they
hate. I think it's a thing. If you want to work in a school, you need to hate children.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
They were so peed off all the time.
Yeah, well, not Rosie. Rosie is absolutely bouncing into work every day, and she does these very musically sing songs about every meal that
must
they're
be a
serving
private
that
school,
day.
Then.
It must be.
Yeah, every video starts off with the same little intro that you'll hear here. And first on the menu, we've got sticky chicken.
Hi, I'm Rosie. Sweet guest WB. You could be eating sticky chicken with barbecue and chili sauce drizzled over battered chicken chunks.
What's her name? Rosie?
Rosie.
Yeah, I hate Rosie.
I knew you'd hate Rosie. Yeah. She goes quite high there in Sticky Chicken.
She can sing.
She's nearly losing
it. Yeah. Sometimes she kind of, as I said, remixes the intro in with another song. So I'd like to introduce The Mac Shack.
Hi, I'm Rosie. Sweet guest WB. You could be eating Mac Shack. It's a little old place where
wow.
I
have so many questions. They're coming to me so fast. I'm going to focus on one question.
Mac and cheese was on the menu that day, Emma, yes?
No, I got that. That's fine. I'm wondering, does Rosie shoot and edit these videos herself, or are the kids coming up to her to shoot these videos of Rosie?
Someone's videoing Rosie. It's not Rosie
herself.
Does
she know she's being videoed?
Oh, yeah. Rosie knows. Sometimes Rosie's singing in front of like a background of roses that are not real roses. It's like superimposed in or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of production behind these.
Gotcha.
And probably the one with the highest production is the one I'm going to play for you next. This was when there were burgers on the menu.
Oh.
Build a burger. Can you build what? Build a burger. Yes, you can. Beef burger in a bun, but which toppings will you choose? There's cheese or tomato or bacon too. It comes with some onion rings served on the side. How will you build it? Well, you decide.
Build a burger.
It sounds like a 2FM song.
David Hammond. In that video, there's like emojis of burgers layered on top of each other. My favourite line is, top it with some onion rings.
Yeah. Yeah.
So funny. That was actually my favourite song of hers yet. It was good.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm about to play you my favourite. It's short and sweet. It's back to the classic format of Rosie and some sort of generic music in the background and very dodgy syntax. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Rosie. Sweet guest WB. You could be eating lots of pepper chicken served with bell buns.
I hated that one. It really threw me. She was so off time.
Bow buns. She really gave up at the end.
Yeah, she did.
I'd say she's known as a bit of a hero in her school. We'll give her that.
Yeah, either that or they think she's cringe.
Look, it could be worse. She could be really cranky.
Yeah, look.
Which is what we dealt with.
Yeah.
Rosie is Marmite and I love it.
She has that on the menu tomorrow. Good morning and welcome to the greatest radio show and greatest radio game of all time.
Wow.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
See? I wasn't lying.
Yeah, it's very good.
It is
catchy.
Good.
Fantastic.
This is Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a game where if you say the same thing that I've written down, then you lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir. I'll ask you something like name a town in North County Dublin. You'll hear three beeps. You answer on the third beep. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I have written down. So if I asked you name a town in North County Dublin, you said Finglas and I have Finglas written down, you are out. Everyone you get right, you will win an IMC Cinema Pass. There is five up for grabs today.
Nice.
Do you want to play?
Just
the word game in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. Just the word game will do. We'll get you on to play. Emma and Aisling, do you want to play?
I would absolutely love to play. I can't emphasise enough how much I enjoy this game.
It is a fun game.
It's so fun to play.
Yeah, yeah. I love listening to it. I love playing it.
I heard you playing
it. Nervous.
Yeah, I heard you playing it with people in the office there yesterday.
I did, yeah, and they really enjoyed
it
as well.
They loved it too.
So game in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. We'll get you on and hopefully get you five IMC Cinema passes. Emma and Aisling, round number one. What I need you to do is name an ocean creature.
Ooh. Octopus. Eel.
An octopus and an eel. Interesting. I had octopus written down and I deleted it.
Yes.
For shark.
Brilliant. We're through.
You are on to the second round. Name any person who works in Spin.
Jamie.
Gav.
I have written down Shannon.
Oh.
On entertainment.
Nice.
Right through
at 10 o'clock.
Sure, you would have said Matthew Matthews.
Question number three. Name an item of clothing.
Scarf.
Sock.
Interesting.
Sugar.
I have gone for shirt.
Oh! Yes!
So nervous there.
This might be the furthest we've both come together.
Yeah.
Usually one of us is out by now.
Well, this is where things get a little bit interesting.
Spicy.
We separate
the man from the boys.
The men from the boys, the women from the girls. Name any of the five senses.
Touch. We touch. Never go for the same one. Never.
I have written down sight.
Yes!
Girl.
I feel like we should hold hands.
Question number five and final one for the win.
Come on.
Name a direction on the compass.
South.
So, throughout this whole game that I've been playing with Emma and Aisling, question one was shark, question two was Shannon, question three was shirt,
no.
Question four was sight.
No.
And question five.
No.
Was West. Do you want to play Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down? Game in a WhatsApp now to 087 711 1038.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. The Dave has written down.
Oh, yeah.
You can't say clap, clap.
You know what? I was listening in the car there a couple of weeks ago when I was off, and it's hard to hear the claps.
Is it?
Is yeah. it? Well, we're clapping.
It's the best beat.
I actually meant to give you that feedback because I could hear, I knew you were trying to clap, but it wasn't really coming across.
Do you know what? That might have been because you weren't here.
And there was only two of us clapping.
There was only three, two.
God, we're going to have to clap so hard from now on.
You were down a clapper.
Welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. Quite possibly the best game on Irish radio.
Says Dave, the man in the name of the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's
like
a fun game. Who have we got on to play?
Sharon is on. How are you, Sharon?
I'm great, thank you. Even better now.
Very good.
We're going to have good crack playing this, Sharon.
You're on to play Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down, Sharon. Are you familiar with the game?
I am, yeah.
Fantastic. All you got to do is make sure you don't say the same thing that I have written down. You're going to hear three beeps. Answer on the third beep if you can. Each question is worth one IMC Cinema Pass, and we will see if you want to stop at any point you can, and you go home with those IMC Cinema Passes. Here we go, Sharon. Are you ready for round number one?
Come on, Sharon.
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Think outside the box, girl.
What I need you to do, Sharon, for round number one is name me a fizzy drink.
7 Up.
I have written down Fanta Ardent.
Oh,
very
nice.
Good.
Okay.
Very good.
Sharon, you decide, do you want to risk your IMC Cinema Pass and play on, or do you want to take it home, go home at one?
Who wants to go cinema on their own?
Ah, we'll go again. It's not fun going to the cinema on your own.
I know. That's no. You're like a weirdo.
Or a movie reviewer of some sort.
For pushing independence.
Darren, let's go for question two. Little bit of more of a thinker than question one. What? Name any coffee shop company.
Costa.
I wrote down Costa as well.
Did you write down Costa?
I did, yeah.
I wrote down Starbucks.
Nice.
Oh, yay.
Yes, go on, Sharon.
All right, very
Sharon.
Good, Sharon.
Are you going to take home two or are you going to risk them and play for three?
Go again.
May
as well.
All right, let's go for question number three, round number three. Name any American president.
Clinton.
I have written down Obama.
Oh, nice. Yes, it was a good one, Sharon.
Very good, Sharon.
All right, you're good at the game, Sharon, I can tell.
Yeah. Sharon, are we going for four or what are we doing?
Oh, God damn. Oh, go again. Go on. Shall we may as well?
Go again. Let's do it. Let's do it, Sharon. Here we go with round number four.
Come on.
Name a city in Ireland.
Go away.
Sharon, I have written down Galway.
No!
Show me that page.
There is the page. Round number four.
Wow.
Sharon, I'm so sorry. I hope you had fun playing, though, did you?
Brilliant. Thanks so much.
Sharon, a great morning. That's the Jeopardy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Damn it. That's what makes it so exciting.
See you later, Sharon. Have a great day.
Brilliant. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. What a lesson.
Oh, fume. She could have had Limerick. She could have had Dublin. She could have had Cork.
Belfast.
She could have had Waterford.
Do you know what's so weird? My brain went Galway as well. Don't know why. We were talking about Galway on the show this morning.
They're
it's like
the
over there.
Final.
Yeah, there's a bit of talk about
there's
the place.
There's
a, there aren't that many cities, so it was a tight category.
It was a tight category. Oh. We play again next week.
Oh, I can't wait already. At least my heart rate will have calmed down by then.
Bad news for Be Real users, all seven of us.
No.
They've introduced ads.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, I'm getting a load of Monopoly ads.
Me too.
Yeah.
They're all for Monopoly Go.
Yeah.
I have 21 pictures that came up on my B-Reel and in between them are seven ads. So that's an ad every three picks and they're all for Monopoly.
Well, they are in trouble. There are literally seven of you left, so it's understandable.
I've got 32 B-Reels right now.
You're on Spin. No other name
for you. Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spin's Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.